Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, well, here's my issue. I kind of live in the country, and I can't get peaches all the time. I love peaches. It is my favorite fruit out of every single solitary fruit. And so when Heidi said to me, hey, I'm in this group on Facebook that says one of these big national warehouses, they've got peaches in all of their stores, and they're really good. According to the review, she said, should I get some for you? Yes, get them for me. I will always eat a peach. Question becomes, are they good peaches? I don't know. I had this very conversation with TJ Leonard at Tom Leonard's Farmer's Market in Short Pump a couple of weeks ago. Because some of the stuff coming in, man, it's like a science experiment gone wrong. It's just not good. So I wanted to talk a little bit. I know it sounds silly, but we're all thinking cooking right now. You're going to be locked in your home for a couple of days. You're probably going through in your head, okay, here's what we're doing for Christmas. Here's the sort of items we're going to do. And I still wonder about the proper seasonal items. You know, the fruits for some times like this. I know we got cranberries, we got some apples. But anyway, TJ, I'm happy to say, joining us with a little education this afternoon. TJ, thank you for being here.
Hey, thanks, Jeff. It seems kind of funny to be talking about peaches in the middle of a central Virginia blizzard.
It does, but one can dream, can he?
Of course, of course. See, I know you're a peachaholic, so by all means.
Yes, I am a peach. Is it possible? Look, you're the guy I go to for things like this. You actually know this stuff. Is it possible at any time other than warmer weather to get a decent peach?
The import season for stone fruit, the cherries, the nectarines, the peaches, the plums, is short, and it does exist in the heart of winter. That said, all that fruit spends between 14 and 21 days on a ship getting here before it even sees any time on your grocery store shelves. Now, having bought produce, hundreds of millions of dollars of worth of produce for a large retailer for a long time, I can tell you in not uncertain terms that that stone fruit is not as good as the eastern peaches that we get here in the heart of the summer, even some of the western fruit in California towards the tail end of the summer. It's mealy, it's small, and it doesn't really have a good sugar content. But if you like peaches, then they're for you.
No, I love peaches, but I love good peaches. And I would rather have the memory of a good peach, of a really good peach from warmer weather than the experience of a mealy, hard peach.
It's disappointing.
All right, so there you have it. Okay, so I can't get good peaches now, so I'm not going to bother. So let's talk more about the holiday season. We've got all sorts of specials at Tom Leonard's Farmer's Market. I know that. Do you have Christmas trees still available? And I just want you to remind people about where those Christmas trees come from.
So we are reaching the tail end of the Christmas tree season. We have less than 1,000 trees left right now. And I anticipate being out of Christmas trees by the end of this coming up weekend. We had a really nice push today. You wouldn't think that in the middle of a blizzard, you'd sell a lot of Christmas trees, but it was really, really festive. And we had tons of folks come out today and get their Christmas tree in the snow. It was super cool. Tomorrow is going to be another great day for Christmas tree sales. Everything will have free snow on it that you'll get with your Christmas trees, which is super festive. All these trees come from the Blue Ridge Mountains here in Virginia, a great local grower. Yeah. Bottomley evergreens, they're phenomenal to work with, and their trees are about as good as they get.
Okay. All right. So, oh, I love it. The chairman is there. Stuart, how are you, my friend?
The chairman's here. Yep. He just got done in the bath. We closed a little early today at the store so our team members could get home safely. So the chairwoman just finished giving him a bath, and I guess he didn't like it. He just had ear tubes put in, and he can't dunk his head under the water right now.
All right, well, give that guy a big hug from all of us. Well, he'll be fine. He'll be fine. No doubt about that.
He has
that.
Strong opinions about peaches. That's what
that's
it was.
Right. You put him in charge of produce today, Mr. Leonard. He's got a handle on it. I love that. Well, let's talk a little bit about some of the big cooking events that are going to be taking place. A lot of people, obviously, have got time off this time of the year, are going to be spending time in the kitchen. Some people have traditional recipes, but what are you looking at Tom Leonard's Farmers Market right now as maybe even a suggestion for some folks?
You know, we were just talking about this today, actually gearing up and getting ready for the next, 14 days here as we get into basically peak holiday season. Starting next week, we'll have the about 40,000 pounds of beef tenderloin delivered. Wow. Between next week and the week after. That's what we'll go through. We are definitely the destination for filet mignon and beef tenderloin at the holidays. We must be doing something right over there because there's usually a line out the door, even with six butchers custom cutting everything for free, on the 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. So getting ready for that. We've got our catering menu up, ready to go. We had some taste tests on all the sides with the sweet potatoes and the green bean casserole and all the sides you'd expect. We've also got prime rib roast, standing rib roast. I'm actually... for Sarah tonight, since I got to leave a little early, we're going to be testing one just to make sure it's okay for our customers at our house. I started cooking it at the store this afternoon and going to finish it in my oven here at home just to make sure. I want to make sure our customers are going to have a great meal at Christmas time.
But, it's all about quality control with you, isn't it, TJ?
100%. But, the Christmas turkey, Christmas ham, those are always big things, all the produce sides and vegetables. You can't go wrong with, we've got everything you need for your Christmas dinner. It is absolutely my favorite time of the year. I grew up as a butcher, and for 7 days around Christmas, I get to delegate out all my administrative duties to Andy and go back there and custom cut tenderloins and prime ribs for customers and talk to people. And it's just an absolutely phenomenal time of year for me.
You know what's funny, TJ? Let me remind everybody, TJ Leonard's joining us from Tom Leonard's Farmers Market in Short Pump. There are people who are going to be listening right now who don't believe that. They're going, oh, come on, TJ's just telling a tale. I've watched you, dude. I mean, you know your way around a knife.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
If it all comes from practice. If you do 1,000 of them at every Christmas, I can promise you'll get good at it pretty quick.
What about the crown roast? I've had a couple of folks suggest to me that this time of year, yep, the tenderloin is perfect. Heidi loves that. She loves the filet, of course. Those are her favorites. But we've often talked about a crown roast. That seems to be sort of an involved process, though.
It is, you know, and there are not a lot of butchers left, you know, at least here in central Virginia, who actually know how to make one and tie it and set it up right. We sell hundreds of crown roasts. They're special order only, but we sell hundreds of them at Christmas time, pork and beef.
Okay.
And it's a really, 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 you know, you cook it exactly the same way you'd cook a pork roast or a beef roast, but it's a great presentation for the center of the table.
Yeah.
It's really great. We actually had a customer request a tomahawk crown roast last year, and it was absolutely beautiful. I made sure that they sent pictures after the fact. Turned out amazing.
Wait a minute. Now you're talking a tomahawk crown roast? You're kidding me.
It was wild. It was wild. I mean, the bones, you know, they stick up 2 feet when you stand up the roast like that.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, I'm gonna prevail upon our friendship. I'd love to see the photos of that as well. Oh, my gosh. That sounds amazing. Side dishes. Now, we were just talking about peaches. Okay, we know we can't get peaches. What sort of fruit are we seeing this time of year that, you know, going to make people appreciate a little dose of the outdoors?
You know, here, I mean, it is peak apple season right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Peak apple season. And I think we have 31 varieties of apples, everything from the Lucy Rose apples with the pink cores to your regular Honeycrisp, and 90% of it is grown here in the Blue Ridge Mountains in Virginia.
Wow.
The rest of it's up in the Hudson Valley in New York. And as a fellow Yank, I know you know that's where some of the best apples in the world come from.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
You know, go ahead.
I was just going to tell you that Lucy, the one with the pink interior of that apple, that was delicious, man.
It's a great apple. It eats really, really well.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, citrus season is firing up right now. We've got some great citrus from our friends at Noble Citrus down in Central Florida, the Shiranui Mandarin, the Autumn Honey Tangerine, pomelos the size of your head. I mean, they're just, it's peak citrus season. And then, you know, you've got all the core vegetables for the table there for Christmas dinner, sweet potatoes and green beans and all the other fixings that you need.
Well, listen, it is always a delicious time. It's a magical time of the year for everyone. But the stuff over there, anything we should be looking for? I mean, just between us, that may be a special that folks can say, OK, I got to get in there and get that.
We have lump crab meat this week, 2 pounds for $35. Blue crab, probably the best price, you know, in Richmond that you'll have. And then we've got crab cakes and lobster tails, both $5.99.
Wow.
We've got some great salmon from the Faroe Islands up there in Scotland that's coming in fresh every single day. And then the traditional red meat that you'd see at Christmas time. The tenderloins and the prime ribs are both on sale now through the end of the year.
Love it. Love it.
So,
all right.
Really great, fresh stuff. Just because it's cold and snowing doesn't mean you can't get good stuff.
No, I certainly agree with you. And this week you're going to be done. It sounds like you're going to be sold out of those Virginia Christmas trees at Tom Leonard. So for folks who have not gotten one, boy, they need to get over there pretty fast.
When they're gone, they're gone. My dad always says you make money on Christmas trees on the ones you don't order.
And your dad is a smart man who offers sage advice. We both know that. Well, TJ, I appreciate you stealing some time just to hop on, talk a little bit about some of that. And that crown roast we mentioned, and you said there's special order. If somebody's listening to this going, oh, my gosh, I've always wanted to do that. Is it too late for them to get an order in?
It is not. TomLeonards.com. TomLeonards.com. Our catering order, our catering forms and all the information are right there on the page, or you can call the store.
Okay. Well, perfect. Well, we're going to send as many people your way as possible. And please give my best to the chairman there as he continues to address the terrible peach shortage that is impacting all of us at the moment.
Will do.
All right. Thank you, sir. That is TJ Leonard from Tom Leonard's Farmers Market in Short Pump. So there you go. They've got the crab meat on sale, which is wonderful. But if you do not have your Christmas tree yet and you want a beautiful tree, now I know there are a lot of people out there hawking trees, but if you want a beautiful tree, they're going to be done this weekend. at Tom Leonard's Farmer's Market. That's where we always get ours. As you know, I'm not actually allowed to purchase a tree. I was barred from doing that many, many years ago. For many reasons, not the least of which is I'm a Jewish guy, and I don't know anything about Christmas trees except that I think they're beautiful. So we always trust Tom and TJ and Andy and the crew over there, and they haven't done us wrong, I'll tell you that. So get over if you are looking for that tree. That's the place to go, all Virginia trees, and they'll be done, he says, probably by this weekend, and then that's it. They're done. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.